At the Duke Ellington Circle in Harlem today, city and state officials gathered to urge a resolution in the case of the Central Park Five. WBAI's Linda Perry was there and files this report.
1989 was a painful year in New York City's history.
New York City Comptroller John Liu says that was the year the city recorded nearly 2,000 murders, countless other violent crimes, and was suffering the devastating effects of a national crack epidemic. It was also the year five of the city's Black and Latino youth were convicted and jailed for a crime they never committed, the brutal beating and rape of the Central Park jogger. Yusef Salam, Kevin Richardson, Antron McRae, Raymond Santana, and Corey Weiss, who came to be known as the Central Park Five, were 14 to 16 years old. They were coerced into confessing a crime they didn't commit. Their testimonies conflicted with one another. There was no DNA evidence showing any culpability.
In early 2002, Matias Reyes, a convicted murderer and rapist, confessed that he alone was responsible for that attack in Central Park in 1989.
But the five spent their youth in prison until their release in 2002 when their convictions were vacated. They are waiting on a resolution to a federal civil rights case between the city, represented by the law department, and lawyers for the plaintiffs. While the five are ready to settle, the case drags on.
Since 2003, the Central Park Five and the New York City Law Department have been engaged in complex and costly litigation that have continued with no end in sight. Multiple causes of action are still pending in this federal case, including malicious prosecution, racial discrimination, and lack of due process.
Councilmember Inez Barron says the five were victimized and targeted because they are Black and Latino.
And certainly the procedures that the police department used were contrary to the tactics that they're supposed to use, and the evidence did not support it. There was a trail, as we've seen, that indicated it was one person, not more than one person, that led to where she was found. The stories were inconsistent, but the police department concocted the stories and told them, oh, isn't this the way it happened? These were children. They're children, teenagers, children. Involved with the immediacy and wanting to get out of there and see their parents. Their parents were not there in most instances. So it's a grave injustice.
Liu says as a New Yorker and as city controller, he is deeply concerned that this civil rights case remains unresolved more than a decade after these convictions were vacated and nearly a quarter of a century after the occurrence of a crime another individual confessed to committing. He is offering his office and its resources to settle the case.
This is an emotional case, but we need the parties involved to focus and engage in meaningful discussion. All parties must come to the table. I will provide the legal expertise and assistance available in my office. I will even provide the table. Enough is enough. The time has come for the city and these men and their families to put this behind them and heal.
Councilmember Charles Barron is working with the city council to seek a resolution.
These families have been endangered. Right now, they're all struggling financially, emotionally, and there's no dollar that can resolve that right now. The very least that we could do as a city and as a state is saying we made a tremendous mistake. We ruined the lives of young people who were totally innocent. And now is the time to compensate them. And I wonder why not? Why haven't they done this?
We know we can't take back the years. We've actually already punished you for a crime you didn't commit.
Councilmember Jumaane Williams.
We just want to say I'm sorry. And I think they deserve that. I think those five young men deserve it. And I think the people of the city deserve to hear a mea culpa. I'm sorry. And this is what we're prepared to do.
State Senator Bill Perkins echoes these sentiments.
They are innocent. They were always innocent. It is undeniable. They suffered imprisonment, demonized as wolf pack, rapists, urban terrorists by the press, politicians in the highest of places. Justice demands an immediate and favorable resolution of this lawsuit in their favor. Let's close the book.
The convictions of the Central Park Five may have been 22 years ago, but as Black and Latino youth very well know, racial profiling by the NYPD in the guise of stop and frisk continues today.
This is why this case is so important. We have to set an example that if you do us wrong, that the city is going to be behind you, that elected officials, clergy, that law enforcement who are right will support the right thing. So right now, as we speak, people are being stopped, racially profiled. People are in police precincts now, black and Latino youth, and they're being interrogated. We don't know how many youth were forced to say they did something that they never did. And even the Innocence Project has a large percentage of people that confess to crimes they did not commit because they were so roughly and in a very torturous way interrogated.
And Barron says that kind of interrogation has not stopped. A resolution to the litigation in the case of the Central Park Five would not only bring justice to the five and to the family of those wrongly accused, but it would also speak to today's city, where youth walk around worried they will be targeted for crimes they did not commit. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.